You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Chels.
So why is Christmas just like your job?
Why?
You do all the work and the fat guy with the suit gets all the credit.
Dang!
I mean, I do all the work.
And you do.
In his defense, he's on a diet right now.
Play that track tape.
Hey, Joel.
Episode 27.
Is it 27?
I'm pretty sure.
It is now.
Last one published was 26.
So yes.
Oh,
hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
It's been a while.
Reunited and it feels so good. Go and kiss the Phil, baby. We missed you.
That's from the Fresh Prince
of Bel-Air.
I'm aware. It comes from eighth grade dances is where it comes from.
Leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's one of the reasons why I wasn't kicked out of Catholic school, but I was invited to not re-enroll for the following year. Because they would say things like, leave 12 inches for Jesus. And I'm like, wow, he's hung. And they did not. They did not approve of things like that in Catholic school.
So this is Christmas. Right. What has Dave done?
Another year older.
Can we and
a church to
overrun Christmas songs? I'm really, really already sick and tired, and I have been for 20 years of hearing
retail.
No. The Do They Know It's Christmas song?
Oh my God!
Oh, I know.
Oh, they know.
They're in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Christian,
right?
Well, some of them.
They don't care if it's Christmas.
No, they don't know.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. We'll send letters.
Oh, God.
So, what are your Christmas plans, Dave? Chels, what's up?
I'm going to spend it with Christmas Eve. I'm spending with my immediate family and my niece and my nephew and all that good yumminess.
Good.
So excited. And then Christmas Day, we're all driving out to my grandparents' house in Oxford.
Oh,
yeah, and we play. You know, we do the holidays. We talked about it Thanksgiving. We play board games. We get really competitive.
It gets for real.
It gets really aggressive.
There was a great pie chart that was reasons why board games end with family.
No.
And it was like a little tiny wedge was because someone wins. A little tiny wedge was because it's taking too long and everybody's tired.
Right.
And then the rest of the pie was because someone rage quits and flips over the table.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, we end up like screaming at each other. But the worst part is we have so much fun. And then as soon as that game's over, we're like, okay, what's the next game? And everybody else is like, should we switch teams? Because we know it's not even about being mad at anybody. It's about yelling at people. It's about winning.
See, the number one game for like our family, and I've learned with like a lot of black families, is Taboo. That will make or break your family.
Taboo's a good one.
It gets intense.
Man, so we just had a little family get together a couple weekends ago. Actually,
I'm so proud of you, Stacey.
And Cards Against Humanity.
Man,
playing that with family.
No, we did that. We did that not last Thanksgiving. We did it
to some of the most awkward,
so awful
looks. And
I learned
conversations
because
you've ever
Shannon. Had. Shannon just walked
Shannon.
In the studio.
Shannon, you have to go there. It's fine. There's nobody.
Oh,
there.
Your hair looks so good.
I know, right? Oh, no, what's wrong with that?
For all you Yelp listeners out here, Shannon's back.
Shannon's back.
I'm so happy.
With her wreck. But yes, it does get
a lot of body parts already brought up.
I played it. I actually played it at someone's cookie decorating party, and I had to ask a lot of questions, and I immediately regretted asking a lot of those questions.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the rules that's actually in the rule book is that you can, if you don't understand a card, you can trade it in. But the rule is you have to admit to everyone that you don't understand the card.
That card. Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. Damn.
You can't trade anything in.
No, seriously, they're like terrible though. They're awful. I always seem to wind up with the ones that are just too perfectly paired when it's like a double one and you're like, oh, you shouldn't do that in your head. And then all of a sudden you're like, but you want to win.
Grandma will go to bed soon. She'll forget all about this.
So then you turn it in, and then you realize that your uncle is about to read what you just put out there, and it's not going to go
good. By put out there, I mean.
The cards.
Yeah.
The terrible, terrible cards.
That's right.
Well, it's anonymous, so you just don't admit.
Except the fact that I can't hide anything. So as soon as he starts reading it, I'm like.
Have you heard about Chelsea's dates? They smell bad.
It's fine,
scrunch face.
It's fine.
That's why, that's why we can get away with nothing whenever Bob and I are out drinking. Because I have this stupid little app on my phone that will turn off TVs.
Yes.
It's hilarious and it's awesome. But like Bob immediately turns into like an 11-year-old
and starts laughing.
And the bartender's like, hey, I wonder if you guys know what's going on with the TVs? And Bob's like, like, thanks, Bob.
Aww.
Thanks. Way to play that off. Genius.
Right. See,
and then there's me when somebody does it at my bar and I'll walk up to them like I'm their teacher and be like, if you can't be a part of the group, you can leave. And then they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, turn the effing TVs back on. Okay, bye.
Dang.
Oh yeah, no, I don't play.
I have nerd friends. I'm well aware of what's going on.
You guys,
right? I'm like, you are the only ones who are not looking around. It's you.
Right. I left the bowl with the letters in my car, so I'm gonna go grab that real quick.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. We're gonna hit a point where we need to start talking about our show.
Oh my God. Hold it down.
I drove as fast as
you
possible.
You did really good.
And I zoomed right by it and I was like, oh, chicken
It's okay. Well, Shannon we're so happy you're here. Shannon is traveling for work all the time, and I never see her anymore, which makes me sad. But now she's here, which makes me happy. And I'm going to see her next week, too, because she's in town again. I don't know. I decided. Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be so happy with your presence that you're just going to be like, oh, I need to spend all my time with Chelsea.
Okay.
So, but to while we're waiting
for
Stacey.
Sorry, we can bring it back, I
No,
guess.
I was going to say, just because while we're waiting for Stacey, yeah. I was going to your little opening thing. And I do remember first marriage.
Oh, yeah.
So 2002 or 2001, whenever the PlayStation 2 was coming out.
Is when you first got married and you can't remember?
No. I'm trying to remember what year the PlayStation 2 came out. I have blacked out most of that marriage. I'm not going to lie.
I was just like, wait.
I think it was 2001.
Yeah. So the PS2 comes out and I'm walking around the mall and like we had already set the stage because she had a kid from a previous marriage. And we'd already like kind of set the stage that like, you know, Santa and PlayStations like ran out. And,
nice.
You know, it's whatever. So I'm sitting there and the toy store, KB Toys, back when that was still a thing.
Oh, God, KB Toys.
Love KB Toys.
They had all the puppies. The wind-up dogs.
Oh, yeah. And you turn them all loose in the mall. Right. And yes. Had a thing that said PlayStation 2s, they were going to have them.
Lies.
Like towards the end of the day. And so I call her up and I'm like, hey, haha, you know, of course KB is going to have PlayStations. Good thing we already set that up with Kyle. She's like, well, are you waiting in line to get one?
Right.
I was like, no. She's like, you moron. We just told him that because we weren't going to get one. But if they're there, well, yeah, get one. So I wound up standing in line for like 8 hours.
Oh,
for the stupid PlayStation 2.
No.
Get one. And
you did get one, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I was about to be like, if they showed up with like three, I would have been like, we are burning this place to the ground.
But so actually, funny story about that. So, you know, you're standing in line for 8 hours. Like, you know, you're always yakking and talking with everybody and all that kind of stuff.
You're super shy like I am.
So the guy right behind me, as it's getting like, because I mean, it's forever. And like, and they're like, are they ever going to get here? Like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
Guy behind me is a process server. And he's like, look. And he like looks me down the eye and he's like, man. Here's the deal.
You've been served.
No, which would have been outstanding. I've been standing in this line for 7 hours just to catch you off guard.
Oh my god.
He said I've got to get this summons out before 5 o'clock, and it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. And he's like, so here's the deal, and he hands me a wad of cash.
Oh my god.
And he's like,
man,
he's like, you've seemed like a normal guy. He's like, you know, he's like, here's my. Apparently, I play it off really well, or at least I could back in.
Clearly, it takes more than 8 hours to spend with Dave.
But right. You know, it's not normal. And he's like, and here's my card. That's my cell phone. Please call me if you can get, or just, you know, call me if right. I can get the
he's
cash
got this
back from you.
Nokia Black.
And
phone.
I was like, okay, sure. And as it turned out, I wound up getting the last two.
Oh, God, thank God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That's for them that you take two.
No, the people behind me were pissed. Yeah. But I wound up getting
two. No, but that's when you turn to them and you're like, you know there was another person.
Yeah, exactly.
You saw it happening. Yeah, exactly. Don't act
you
like
were
I'm
here
a bad
for eight
person.
Hours with us.
Right.
Chelsea's always ready to throw it out.
Oh, no, I am. You know, because my brother and I, twice now, we've sat in line at 4 a.m. for the new iPhone. I know. Very sad. I know. Mm. But so the second time we did it was the year that they came out with the gold one.
Ooh,
for the first
that's
time.
That's what I have.
That's what I have too now. Aww. But that was, yeah, I was the 5, I think, the 5S maybe. It's whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And they started and, you know, they pass out the little cards.
Yeah.
And so that way, and they had three. They had three. So the first three people got them in the gold color.
Rude.
So then they're like, they get back to the back and then the silver's gone by that time. And mind you, I'm 14th in line. And so I know I have no option but the stupid space black or whatever it was.
Yeah, I thought that was dumb.
And so I don't know if you heard me just tell KB Toys I would burn it to the ground, but I reacted.
Was a toy store.
I reacted super rationally.
Of course.
So then they start walking around with Starbucks coffee to like try and make up for the fact that they have none of the colors, and I'm like,
do they have a year supply?
Right. And I sat there and I'm like, I just remember being like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't need any coffee. My soul's already bitter enough with my space gray iPhone.
Dang, Chelsea.
Oh yeah. So that's where I was going with that. So yeah, why, you know, I'm in line for 8 hours for the stupid PlayStation 2, and the fat jolly bastard got all the credit. That's yeah. I didn't even get to be like the hero.
Oh my goodness! So like 2 weeks ago,
that's when you put from mom and dad on the tag.
That's real.
Not safe, yeah, right?
See, I know that now, but back then I was still an amateur.
So that's like, when you put like 50 things from right, Santa and like right. one thing from you. No, no.
Yeah. Right, because 2 weeks ago at church, our pastor was saying, like, just talking about toys and whatnot. And he's just like, but just remember the real reason for Christmas. He was just like, my kids knew when I was growing up. Sorry, kids, you should put your kids to bed right now if you have them listening. they were just like, you know, my kids know that there was no Santa. If there is a Santa, I'm Santa. But there is no Santa. He goes, and for all you people that keep your kids in here and didn't bring them to children's church, guess you learned today.
Well, and there was actually, and yeah, so that,
boom.
So speaking of Christmas plans, Christmas Eve will be
ruined
my
Children's Day.
Second time. So it's the twice a year person. I have to go to church because yeah. I, you know, you have to be the C and E. I'm a C and E Catholic.
Yeah.
Christmas and Easter.
Christmas Easter.
I call it G and E.
I usually get out of E because I'm usually, God, I have to cook. So I can't. I got to keep an eye on the food.
I got to watch that ham.
Right. Because, you know, the oven might burst.
Because it's not pre-cooked.
No.
At all.
It doesn't need to be warmed up.
No, Honey Bake gives it to you raw.
Oh, I'm sorry. For those
Zip
who are
it.
Listening.
Right. Honey Bake serves them raw.
Loophole.
Yeah. Ham takes hours.
It's like days.
In lines of
the homemade glaze on himself.
Exactly.
Sometimes he puts pineapples with little cherries in the middle. Like Dave does it up. Yes.
By the way, Honey Baked is ripped off. Like, it's like 60, 70 bucks for a honey baked ham.
You know,
Dearborn.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know you want the butt, not the shank.
You know the story.
You go for the B and an S.
You know
the
story.
Tag, right?
Are we talking about sex?
So you go for the B.
Stacey doesn't know.
And it's a better
one. Whoa.
Like, am I allowed to listen to this without my ears covered?
But they are covered, but I can still hear
so things. So it was two brothers. And they had a fight.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Or like a,
is this like the Coney Island in Detroit? The
or is
two
this
brothers
a story
got
from
a story?
College?
Pretty much. And one went off and started Honey Baked, and the other one stayed Dearborn.
Oh.
Which is, and like, there's a lot of that. Like, we learned, actually on our show, we learned, so there's two brothers over in Germany. One, their dad ran, like, a little local
Hello,
ice
Papa.
Cream place. And, like, was cool with it, and, like, you know, local grocery stores and that kind of stuff. And one brother was, and so dad dies. And one brother's like, hey, we totally need to like jump this up in marketing right. and da, 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 da. And the other brother's like, nope. Gonna hang with, you know, what dad
Whatever
always did here.
Baby. Yeah.
So other brother like literally just takes the recipe and starts up ta-da, Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs,
yes.
Man.
Das good.
Sibling. Das good.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's like, that's why I always laugh when people like call each other family. I'm like, that's like the worst insult you can give somebody.
Oh, man, blood doesn't mean anything.
Like, nobody can kill you and hurt you like
no,
family.
That's real. No.
Just saying.
That's real.
Just saying.
I know everything about you.
Right. Found that out when we read the will.
My cousins. Okay, this is one of the best stories. We were in together for Thanksgiving. Mm. And there's three of them. And the middle is the boy. There's an older girl and a younger
nice.
Girl.
Nice, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the youngest one was walked in, and then they're young because they're in their 30s and 40s.
Okay, so adults.
Walked into their parents' house, like opened the door wall and saw the parents sitting there all like serious. And there she's like, what are you guys doing? And she looks behind her and the brother is videotaping them. They're doing a living will test, the living will video.
Bummer.
And she's just like, okay. And they're like, well, why is he here hearing it? And the other two of us are. And he goes, well, I'm the executive. And they went,
yep.
Nope.
And so, hold up. Wait a minute.
So, but that was never decided. But he decided he was now the executive of the estate.
Oh.
And so that every time they see him, he's like, oh, what was the executive going to say something? And so we just said for Christmas, they need to get him a shirt, the executive.
That's
because,
awesome.
Like, he just deemed himself the executive. Wow. But she's like walking in on your parents, like,
oh, yeah, no,
filming
that's
this.
Dark.
Thank you for finishing that sentence because walking in on your parents, yeah.
Bad.
Walking
happened
in on your
one time. Happened one. Maybe that's why they made me the executive.
You've
we owe her
things.
One. Ted, we
Sorry.
Owe her.
We do.
Sorry,
we
Steve.
Do.
Sorry.
Now, my mom told me, she's like, you're just like really good with death. Like, you just, you're all right with it. I'm like, huh. And then the guy was dating at the time. He's like, so your mom basically said you're cold and have no emotion. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I get paid.
No, notice the guy I was dating at the time.
Bye. Tell him, boy, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Oh,
we had quite a little
intro. We're having
intro.
Such a beautiful reunion.
I know, right? So fun.
Jane's here. Dave's holding it down.
Dave's our little sound guru of the evening.
Shout out to Jess. We love you.
We do love Jess. She's across the hall.
Oh, my god.
Hey, guess what, Stace?
What?
It's time for the fake name letter of the day. So the fake name letter of the day, would you like to grab it from the bowl?
Sure.
Broke at the bowl.
It's on a diet as well. It's a little boxy.
It's a little boxy.
So what is the fake name letter
so
of the day?
So the fake name letter of the day is the way that we save the shade from, you know, so we can tell stories about people that we know and still talk to and they don't get to act super embarrassed.
Is the letter T so that we can talk about Tattoo Neck Boy?
Oh, my God. Right?
Oh.
Freaking terrifying.
Did he have teardrops on the left side or the right side?
No, no teardrops. I-75 on his face.
Oh, he's an amateur.
And then the picture of, like, either a birdhouse or just a really bad house. It was, and then, like, a race car. It was just bad.
Oh.
Anyway, Stacey, what is the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day is
Of
K.
course it is.
I thought the same thing after he said used to date. I was like, oh, this. So, Chels, would you like to give some examples of names that start with the letter K?
Sure thing. Let's see. Keisha.
Oh, I know two.
Kaywan.
Oh, Shannon.
Yes.
Keenan.
Kip.
Kip! I like it.
Right. Nice. So whenever you hear a bell, that's because someone correctly used the fake name letter of the day.
So, let me tell you about this guy.
Tell me more.
It's a really quick story. It's just not a good one.
I mean,
so this guy.
Hey, guy.
He messaged me on one of the websites.
Oh, my gosh. What was his name?
His name was Kel.
Oh, I work with a Kel. He's so nice.
And
it's not the same person.
Kel. Oh, did I delete the photo already?
Is he the best?
No.
Oh.
So he sent me
for those kids that know what I'm talking about.
So he just sent me a message, and I know this is so for first impressions, but it's just so worth the conversation.
That's real.
So he sent me a message, which I'm trying to find. Bear with me. It is. Okay.
Oh, hey.
God, the spelling, it's so bad. All right. So he said, I'ma take you out in style, mama. Hit me up and we do this. Okay, so IMA is I-M-M-A.
That's fair. That's
take
how it's spelled.
Take is take. You, just the letter. Mm-hmm. Out. In is apostrophe N. No I.
In. Okay. In.
Just a contraction of nothing.
Style is S-T-Y-Y-Y-L.
Sting.
That's, I believe that's style.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mama beautiful. Is mama.
Hit don't me, have kids.
Hit me up. In, but apostrophe N again.
In.
We do. In. And normal. Oh. And then this is THS.
So we the apostrophe this. N, he couldn't quite figure out the ampersand, I'm assuming. That was just complex. Because that's clearly what it's for.
In. He so, just doesn't use the front of his mouth. He doesn't say in.
So he's got his ear gauged. But he does. It's so big that he doesn't have a gauge in it anymore. So it's just kind of like flappy, like a triangle.
You know what I've decided now? And
it's
I do.
Most attractive.
I have
thing.
Several in my awful. Car. I carry padlocks in my car.
Seriously,
now.
Do it. Oh, do it.
And I if I find ear gauges on people that are annoying, I will padlock your ears. That's all there is to it.
Oh, my God.
You have like chains to go between the two and.
It's terrifying.
Dude, I knew somebody that had, you remember, what was her name? Jane Janet. Wilde.
Oh, just kidding.
Jane Child.
Nose,
yeah,
nose
Jane
piercing?
Child.
Nose,
had the nose piercing in the ear with the chain.
Yeah, Janet Jackson had that in a video.
And she decided that would be a good idea to run into a mosh pit. And so, of course, that got yanked.
No!
Yeah.
See, okay, so real, true life, my earring got ripped out when I was 7. So I have legitimate, actual memories of that, how much that hurts.
Yeah, near.
So, No,
that did not
my
go well.
My friend got his butt kicked by an older man in the Home Depot parking lot, and the guy took a log, because, you know, Home Depot puts things, and he had gauges, and he whacked the side of his head with the log, and the hole ripped the whole... Yeah, let's just say he doesn't have gauges anymore.
Why are we so violent for the holidays?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Because have you met your family? I know. That's why. That's the reason for the season is drinking.
Yeah, no, that's
that
for
violent,
sure.
Though.
This is my first holiday that I'm doing this. I joined this gym, and
hey, Jim.
We talked about that gym.
Yeah, and I'm
Bob was not amused by that gym.
Bob was not abused.
It's a little deadly, honestly.
Wait,
I'm dying.
The Fit Cult or the CrossFit?
They're both cults. No, it is a fitness cult that has CrossFit.
Oh,
that's just bad.
But no, they put you on a pretty strict diet with the part that I'm doing, and so there's no drinking. So I'm going to go through the holidays with no drinking.
Oh, this is gonna be bad.
Chelsea's gonna tell her real feelings about everything. They'll be like, "Well, she was drinking. No, she wasn't.
No, I would go.
This is how
don't
she feels
eat
about me.
Keep the alcohol in your diet. Don't eat.
That's what sorority girls did when I went to college. Because at the cafeteria, they're just like, and you'd serve them hamburgers. They're like, can you remove the button, please? I have to save my calories for the party this weekend. I'm just like, Heifer, use your hands and take the bun off. Like
you don't have to. Why do I have to? What, they absorbed into your fingers? You weirdos.
Gosh.
So he has a second gauge.
Yeah, so back to Skippy.
Sorry.
Back to Skippy McFunface.
Yeah, he has a second gauge on, like, the inside of his ear.
You know what?
Never
I've
seen
always
that.
I thought about getting that
it's
pierced.
Big,
definitely
too.
Not gauged.
It's probably like the size of my thumb.
That's a hard cartilage.
Yeah.
Like
that's
I mean,
why
they
I never
had
got
to like
done.
Literally
like surgically
remove
them.
Yeah.
Right.
Hole punch puncher.
So then he has
I'm just cringing.
Like above like where is the top of his cheekbone is the symbol for I-75, like the little road sign.
Uh-huh.
Literally. And then closer to his eye,
he forgets where he lives.
Closer to the eye, I thought maybe it was a pictogram,
like directions to his house.
Like 75 plus house equals
wait.
Do you have this picture?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he takes it to Hell, Michigan.
Have you not seen that yet? I posted it.
Oh,
on
you
my...
did. I just didn't look that.
Yeah. No, my favorite part of this guy is like from the like mid neck up to his cheeks and beyond. The best. Way that I could describe it to somebody is that when I was trying to describe it is like it's like he lost a bet and then fell asleep and got him and a tattoo artist got really, really drunk And then he fell asleep in the chair.
Instead of like Sharpies.
And then the tattoo artist is also epileptic. And had a seizure while doing this.
Oh.
Because well, damn.
Like, no, because there's like, it kind of looks like the bricks that are in the Mario Brothers games.
Kind of.
And then there's like flames on the top. But then right by his ear in like front,
those,
there's
those
like
choices
flashes.
Had to be made.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, this is all
just like
all very
working in retail
choice.
When people don't put things back where they belong or how where you're they found jerk. Them. Those were conscious choices to not put them back. Like you made more of a effort to not put them back where you found them,
right?
Than you would have done actually putting them back where you found them.
That's real. I know a guy that's Camario.
Hey,
and he has like Mario on his forearm, and I don't remember if there's a K in front of it or not.
Probably it was probably that like a misspelling, sense. So they're like just throw another letter on there,
right? And then Mario, it works, right?
Maybe he had like Maria on his arm, and he was like, no, we'll just turn it
into...
It
didn't work out.
No.
Oh, maybe like Omarion has an O and then Mario and then an N at the end. Speaking of, you got served.
Johnny Depp, I was just reading an article on him. Apparently he had Winona or something on it.
Yeah!
And it says Wino forever.
Yeah.
I was like, that was brilliant.
Right?
Good thinking. So you didn't message him back?
Shockingly.
You didn't message Cal back?
No, I wasn't interested in his style.
Was there any other photos of him?
No.
Or was that the only one?
God, how old is he
actually,
allegedly?
Kinda wanted, 34.
What do you think he got those tattoos?
I don't 18, know. Color-wise.
20.
Like, drug time.
They look pretty bright.
They're pretty bright. That's the thing. And it's like 10 years is when they start to fade. So
I remember we were in college. Everyone got
youngest,
the
youngest, he was 26, 27.
He's clearly not working in an office anywhere.
No.
He wears turtlenecks all year round.
Like,
right. And a ski
over
mask.
He has, so he's a robber.
Oh, no. So he gets paid.
Tax-free.
Every year? How does this work? I just don't get it. That's bananas. I remember in college, everyone started getting like either the Chinese symbols,
oh,
like
that
characters.
Was so bad.
But
oh,
half
gosh.
Of them didn't mean anything. I remember one guy got baby boy down his neck and allegedly said that in Chinese characters. And
no,
I'm like,
I love walking up to those people going,
right?
Why'd your tattoo say soup?
Right?
Because
it's the
like,
baddest
what?
Soup
like,
on the planet.
They're like, no, man, it means strength. I'm like, nah. Yeah. I speak Mandarin, that's soup. And,
right?
It, like, and it completely freaks them out.
Hilarious. Like, I know a bunch of girls that, like, got them on their hips and stuff like that. So it's just like...
Well, my aunt is Chinese. And they, like, my uncle and aunt live in China. And so there was a point where I was like, oh, I really want to, like, get some random... Like, get my name. And so I asked my uncle. I'm like, can you just figure out what my name would be? Because my name... Well, here's the thing.
about that.
They don't have, like, the... LS sound in my name,
right?
In Mandarin at all, and so they, she, so he was like, you could, I mean, kind of make your name like this, and he's like, just don't do that, don't, just right. don't do it.
It's a no. good advice, good advice, like, good answer, good
okay,
answer.
Thank you.
I did. There was a photo set that was floating around for a while where a bunch of Asian people went out and just started getting like salt. Tattooed on their arms.
Just
like
water.
Just the word salt,
just
the word water.
It's because it's in English.
Right.
Because they think it looks pretty.
Because they just...
Just the like same way just, we think it looks
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like the greatest photo set ever.
Oh my gosh.
That is hilarious.
No, something that is actually really
cool. It'd be
cool
if someone got NACL.
There is a really cool, it was like a convention or something, and this author had wrote a story. Sorry, that's totally.
Oh,
a 62-year-old man likes me. Ew. Sorry.
It's Christmas and I'm lonely.
Thanks, Viagra.
Except that's more 92. It's my dad's in
But no,
60s.
They actually wrote like a story, and it was a decent like 300-page book or whatever.
Oh.
And they had everybody line up, and everybody got one word tattooed on their body. So the story will never actually be printed or anything, but like you have one word on your body, and you're like, oh, I'm a part of a bigger thing or something. It was cool. Don't give me these looks.
I mean, the concept
is interesting.
But like,
I can't
would
imagine...
it ever be like everybody puts their arm out at
well,
one
no.
point and
yeah,
takes
like,
a photo? Or is
I imagine
it...
having like cloud on my forearm
right. or just, like, the, like, I stood in line for 4 hours. Look at my A.
I wasn't ready to commit to a full word, so I just wanted a.
I got the period.
Right. At least get the. I have my period.
I'm on my period 24/7.
It's like, is that a mole? No.
No.
It's something bigger than that.
It reminds
way
me
bigger
of,
than that.
Phoebe from Friends, when she goes to get a tattoo
I
of
got
Rachel.
The whole world.
She gets the whole world from the view of her mother in heaven, and it's a dot. Because that's
it's
all
one
she
blue
lasted.
Dot. That's all she can stand.
Fantastic. I was like, no, that's the whole world.
Oh my gosh.
My mom sees me from heaven.
So, what time do we have, Stace?
We're doing good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I have another funny random story. So,
a funny random story.
I was at the bar.
Hey, bar.
And this guy, why can't I only think of name?
Christoph.
Christoph! That was a very aggressive bell.
It's a very aggressive name. It's with a K.
So, there's this kid. Can't call him anything other than a kid. Christoph.
Yes.
Who came up to me, and he was, I mean, 22.
Oh.
Baby.
Deuce,
but, he was that, like, oh, I'm going to the club. Oh, I spend a lot of time on my arms. Oh, you seem nice.
But did he remember leg day? You ever see those where they're super swole on top, and then you look at their legs, and they're just little
baby.
You just flick it, and they get a bruise.
You're like, sweetie, it's called squats.
Take right? them out at the knees.
I tell everyone, two things that will change your life, Jesus and squats. I live by it.
But so he came up to me, and he wanted to sing, and... He told me a song, and I put it in or whatever. And then he proceeded to sing to me, which, you know, fine, whatever.
I'm singing to, what was his name? From
singing
A League of Their Own.
Nelson.
And I, baby, you sure are.
You.
Yeah.
Freaking League of Their Own.
I'll take
her
home.
I love how they always serenade you and nobody else in the bar.
Because there's no one else in the bar. But just,
I mean, I get why they do it. But it's just funny.
I mean, I feel like
they do it. Like
they're like, oh, this is good. This is a game changer right here. Yeah. Hey, karaoke host, I'm pointing at you,
hey, girl. Oh, man, this has never happened
never
before.
Never happened to you before.
I'm the first guy to ever do this.
No, my favorite is when like so. They, what was he saying? He was saying some ridiculous. It was
what's
either,
your fantasy?
It was either pony or freak me.
I knew it was something like ratchet. Yeah, jump on it. Yeah. I'm just a bachelor.
Ooh, that, yeah, it was freak me. There
looking for a partner.
Doom, doom, doom.
Dave, pray for your daughter because this is what she's going to have to deal with.
No, she won't because they don't have good music
oh,
anymore.
Oh, yeah, what kind
so.
Of crap are they going to get harassed
broccoli.
With?
What, you ever heard that stupid broccoli song?
No.
No, don't even. Don't even.
It's awful.
It's not what's even. Her name? Blondie Blonde. Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Really? Tay Swizzy?
Yeah, six?
Not at all. No, what if the...
Who
what
was a question, and that was the answer on a recent episode of Last Squad Standing, if you happen to still be watching.
Oh, my gosh! They are some haters. With
seriously.
Like, they're
no,
hating
no, no,
on
no.
Detroit. They it's, hate on the best.
Right?
Oh, ridiculous.
We've got you guys.
Yes!
We know.
Yes.
We know.
You know?
I do know.
We know.
Who knows? We know.
So, worse so, than a 22-year-old karaoke guy, I'm sure. So, I recently got guilt-tripped into going to meet someone at a karaoke bar.
Wonderful.
So, this is where
bar
they chose
with karaoke.
To meet you?
Yeah. Well, because they wanted to see the party trick. And so they were like, you know, so I got there and like they were already waiting with Humpty Dance. It just was a thing. And so,
white people
that never like it, like it's always so much funnier in my head than like the crowd reactions, like you see like Samoans doing like for the end,
right?
and they're all like what, huh? Like Puerto Rican anyway. My one party trick, I do a flawless Humpty Dance. Like you would swear it's Digital Underground. They're singing it. I have many voices trapped in my head. None of them are white. So while I'm there, there's like this bachelor, not bachelor, birthday party.
Okay.
Like so it's like, you know, nine woo girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they're,
the
they're
woo girls.
Girls.
Like 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Just wigging out.
They're total woo girls. And like I said, so I'm doing, singing the song and they're all out just being retarded on the
oh, my God,
floor.
Your shoes are adorable.
And then like all of a sudden they vanish.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And I was like, well, one, good, because y'all were effing annoying.
It's real.
But then
one of them had to pee.
No. But wait, there's more. So then finished singing. I was like, hey, I'm going to grab a smoke, walk outside. There are three squad cars. of this bar, blocking
it
in.
To be a what?
Because apparently one, if not more of them, had hurled over the bathroom.
That happens.
Yep.
And then skated.
Yeah.
Skated
on the hurl.
See,
left
she
the
knew.
Bar.
Thank yeah. you.
I like booked it out of the bar.
Yeah, they weren't like, pulling like, a mess, we like they were doing like a Peggy Fleming pirouette in the puke.
The good thing is
fighting.
She stuck the landing.
Right. Then they were outside fighting.
Whoa.
So,
someone did somebody's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's blue girls get real.
Inevitably what happened.
Of course.
But so the worst part is this is all happening outside of their party bus. That they had
not in the party bus.
So how do you like look? We're drunk and stupid. Let's get away from the establishment where something right. bad has just happened at our behest.
Right.
How do you not just hop in party bus and say go like it should be like a bank heist?
No, like, yeah. Becky's still in the bathroom.
We
no.
do that. When we're not even that hammered on the thing. We just make the bus driver think we did something, and we're like,
let's go. We need to go now. And they're like, I'm like, don't worry about it. We're going.
Here, it doesn't matter. Do a loop around.
He'll catch us down the block.
You give them your card. They'll call you. It'll right. be fine.
Woo girls worse than karaoke boys.
Man.
No, I don't know. This boy was pretty bad. So no, so then he decides because I
did he get a chair?
No, because I'm sitting.
They always get a chair,
I'm
right?
Sitting.
They think they're Channing Tatum.
Well, I'm sitting, and
hey,
I,
if they look like him, okay.
Then, I mean, he didn't not look like him. He looked good, but baby, man, he was a baby, and
uppy.
So he's singing a song, and then he decides, you know, he's doing the Channing Tatum attempt to, like, the body rolls up
body
against me.
Roll.
But the thing is I'm not facing him, and I'm just trying to do my stuff, and I'm tired. So my body just keeps, like, going off to one side where he's, because he keeps body rolling into my shoulder. And I'm just like.
Wait, so he was on your side?
Yeah.
Come on.
He didn't even like grab you, turn you around, and like, boy, this boy don't know what he's doing.
He's a baby.
You should have been like, this is how it's done. And like,
she didn't have you met me.
Junior, for future reference, this is how this is supposed to play.
Sit out.
Okay. Have you met me? Because that's what would happen in my head. But reality, I would be like, no, honey, sit down. And then I would knock over a speaker. And then I'd get crazy feedback. And then I'd have to call my boss and be like, okay, so I was trying to give a lap dance to a 22-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Because he gave me the wrong kind of lap dance. Because
he gave me a shoulder dance.
But I swear I wasn't drinking that much. But yeah, so your speaker's broken.
Or I'd be like, all right, guys, anybody in this crowd know how to show this boy how this is done?
If I were there, Chelsea would be like, come here. I know the drill. I'll just sit here.
But so this is what happens when you get over 30.
His song.
Nothing else.
Right. He walks
this
away.
Is what woo
somebody
girls
else
turn
comes
into.
Up, right? Somebody else comes up, and then he like
time for that
he comes around to the other side, and he's like, so did you enjoy my song? And I'm like, yeah, it was great.
The song was fine.
Like, that's
the dry humping on my side.
And then he's like, because, you know,
not favorable.
I picked that song because I thought you'd like it. And I'm like, how old are you? And then he's like, I'm old enough to be in here. I'm like, oh, so you're like 21, right? And he's like, no, I just turned 22.
I'm a grown
that's
man.
When they get angry.
Damn, Mom,
about
I got
it.
My headgear on.
Right?
Mom, I told you not to come in here when I'm vacuuming my room.
I feel like at the end of the night, he's going to give you a piece of paper that says yes, no, maybe.
No. Oh, he didn't even try that. He was like, you know what? We should like step outside and we can like have a conversation about what I could do better. And then, you know, for next time so that you're like, I don't know, enjoying it. And I'm just thinking like, what, am I your teacher?
Are we still talking about your singing?
Thank you.
I mean, I don't have a great falsetto, but like I could really be just, I'm like Justin Timberlake in the shower.
What can I do better? I don't understand.
So we could have a conversation.
about what he could do better.
I say that to employees.
I'm like, well, let's, you know what? Let's just do it right now. First of all.
Oh.
So one of the girls walks
step
by.
Step one.
And she's like, Chelsea, that's him hitting on you. I'm like, no. I'm like, that wasn't him.
I better not be. No,
because I'm a little oblivious to this stuff, but no.
The sad reality is you would be having that exact same conversation after the first time you slept together.
Right. What can I do better?
Is there anything I could do better?
And you'd probably be making that same fake it face.
No,
that was fine. It was fine.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
There's a comedian that said if you're, you know, having intimate relations with someone, instead of just like faking it all the way through, like if someone calls, you shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, I have to go. You should get the phone and be like, girl, no, I'm just here reading a book. Then we'll have to work harder. He said, if you fake it through,
or get a magazine and just be like,
right?
Yeah, this is great.
Right.
You let me know when you're good.
just totally blew his mind back there.
No, I'm trying to remember because I think that was in the Kings of Comedy.
Was it?
DVD. It was one of those guys.
I couldn't think of which one. I was like, was it from Kings?
Put that book there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right? So then it's just like, oh, God, I can't finish the book.
I feel like this kid's too young, though. Like, he expected a freaking report card. Like, and I feel like that would be anything.
He's a little puppy dog, and puppy dogs are always seeking approval.
Yeah, that's true.
Was I attentive enough? Satisfactory.
But no, my favorite is his drunk friend comes up afterwards and goes, oh God. You know, oh God, no, this is just making me feel
friends
so
worse. What was the drunk friend's name?
The drunk friend's name was Christian. Sorry, Stace.
It's with a K. It doesn't count.
So Christian comes up and he's like, hey, sorry. No, my friend just thinks you're real pretty. And I was like, well, mind you, I was wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. It was whatever, you know, drunk guys.
Dang, and still pulling them. I see you, girl. Yes.
So, it was a gingerbread man with his leg broken, and it said, oh, snap. Yeah, like, snap. Yeah. Dave just died a little bit. I didn't pay full price for it at all. So, yeah. So it was worth the joke.
Just saying.
Anyway, so then he turns to me, and he goes, well, just so you know, he goes, he's in his sexual prime. So,
whoa.
And he goes, and you look like you're pretty close to yours. So,
but like I'm confused because women, as they get older,
right.
are in their sexual prime,
right?
Yeah.
The boys in their teenage years are when they
19
are.
Is their so, 19 is like, their star.
30, 35 is when right. we start to be.
Right.
So I get that, but I feel so like it was more like you are like at the edge of yours, like
right, and he
he's
just,
in his, and you are like you're cutting it close, hon.
What
like,
book did he read that he thought this was okay?
he's like, no. Can you imagine
reading the Chive?
Can you imagine the conversation before he went over, like to his friend? Nah, dude, I got you. I'm gonna throw the facts at her. he's in his sexual prime, and. And you look like you're pretty close to yours.
So science is bringing you two together.
It's going to be great.
And it's going to be sparks.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be sparks, son.
I know. Your face. Can you imagine
Please
my face?
Please teach these literally teenagers.
Pray
children.
For the children. Pray for the children.
These damn kids today.
Why? Kids.
The children.
And I was like, why would you think that this is an okay conversation?
Right.
And he was like, well, no. I mean, just feel like you guys were like vibing. And I was like,
that's what I'll be doing later. Thanks.
I wonder if he did have a teacher fetish, though, because you're in like the ugly sweater, which, like, you know,
right.
like kindergarten teachers would wear, you know, and it's just like, oh, like, how did I do? Maybe we
do
can
have
any
a
conversation. Like, it sounds like a teacher fetish.
Okay, but when we were kids, aging ourselves, our teachers were actually in ugly sweaters.
That's what I'm saying.
My 8th grade history teacher was
yeah, that's what
hot.
What'd you say?
8th grade history teacher was hot. That was Mr. Kane.
With a K.
Oh, that's his real name.
That's what I said.
And it's with a K.
He wasn't my type, but everyone just oohed and awed.
Oh, my
him.
God. He was such a 90s. He had like the goatee. And the he had a picture on his desk of him where he glued his hair together to have dreads.
I did not know any of this. I just remember he was the chaperone on our class trip, mm-hmm. and all the girls like lost their stuff. And, like, he was the chaperone of our floor. Everyone's like, oh my gosh! I'm just like, dude, it's just a teacher. Everyone calm down.
No, the thing was the fact that he had just became a teacher, so he was like 22.
Isn't that weird? And I think about it now, like, my right? favorite teacher was 25 and I was 18.
Right?
Like, isn't that crazy?
Like, that's 7 years. How is that even possible? Like, you have 7 years on me and you're telling me how to grow up and
right, live life.
Live like, life.
You can't, you just were able to rent a car. Okay?
Right. You had a keg at your house last weekend.
Like, let's be honest.
Oh, man.
I think the weirdest thing now, being at the age we are, and even just not soon after high school, like turning 21 and being able to go to the bars, is running into your high school teachers and them flirting with you.
No! Oh. When did this happen to you?
Oh, I was probably 22, 23. And the weirdest one is the one that did it was
wait one a, of the ones
yes, meaning more than of, more than one one of the ones
dang,
was
Shannon.
One of the coaches and he
what was his
made,
name
Mr. Kringle. Very good job.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh god, that's disgusting. That's disturbing and
Santa Claus is coming.
He didn't lie.
He wants some extra credit.
But he had his jump on. His wife came the next time because it was a friend.
Oh, that's what he said.
A friend of ours like played in a band, and so like everybody was up there. And the nice. First night he hit on me, and then the second time
what
we were out there,
say,
I saw his wife there, and I was like, I didn't know you were married. Like, of course they didn't do right. it, but it was just, it was the fact that no, I was like, not. That just made you even more creepy than you were
well,
the
there,
last time I saw you.
There was a teacher that we had in high school, we'll call him Mr. Kendall. And so, a girl that was a year
older
than
us,
she went off to college. And
then magically.
And then, like, she's getting out of her dorm and she sees her friend that, you know, went to high school together on the same dorm. And then she sees her teacher come out of her friend's dorm and she's like, Mr. Kendall? Hey, how's it going? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, and they, like they
no
yeah.
respect the next
like
day.
right after like she graduated, it became like a oh, we just happened to run into each other and now we're dating and, oh. and you're like, you've been doing this the whole time.
There were a couple of those.
There were like three of those.
Yes. Yeah. Agree.
And
it's
it was
just so gross. Mm.
See the one
although one of somebody that we know are their mom. Is currently married to their high school teacher.
And, that's weird.
Like, from back in the day. Not like one we went to. Okay, no. It basically saying it works. It happened. Like,
so the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire that I grew up in,
yes,
which is a little redundant.
I will tell you later.
But so two towns over was the mother of all of this nonsense.
Oh, yeah? Tell me.
Pam Smart.
Really?
Pam, I had friends who had Pam Smart as a teacher. You know, the one
dang.
They make Lifetime
yeah.
movies about and
oh, yeah.
the whole
who,
Kidman
like,
flick. And that, yeah, like that's.
Fell in love. Didn't
she was
get
the
pregnant
first.
Too, or no?
She had them kill her husband.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Yeah. She was like the one that first brought the whole students banging teachers like
yeah.
to the national headlines.
See,
now it seems like it happens
good.
Like every 2 weeks.
Isn't that awful?
They're, I mean, if they're 18.
But it. But,
just kidding.
But they,
not okay.
But they never are.
Not okay. Exactly.
Like, and the part, like, the part that freaks me out is that it's always like, you always, it's the 22, 23, 24-year-old mm-hmm. female teacher.
That is
yeah.
so in love with them.
With these like, 14, 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I don't get it.
The hell is wrong with you on like nine different levels?
God, that's awful.
God, that's more than nine different ways
we
wrong.
Had, like we've. Stacey and I personally went to school with someone who became a teacher, and then it became like a thing. And it was, yeah. You don't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Well, I had one in elementary school.
Well, we had one in high school, but they went to high school with us, and then they became a teacher, and then they became the teacher who was the predator.
Like, there was a teacher in our school.
You know exactly who this is.
Tell me afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
There was a teacher in our school that, and she was amazing.
But we had one in our, a male, but there was a female that everybody was just like, oh, there comes the, I was like, she's not even that pretty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, seriously? I mean, this Christmas episode is taking a turn.
Right? So maybe we should just lighten things up a little bit.
With a little Jesus was not born in December.
No,
that's right.
Facts. I'm going to hit him with facts.
Right, I'm going to hit y'all with facts.
When all else fails, bring the facts out.
It's the facts. Life.
He's in his sexual prime.
That's right. You so take bad. The good, you take the bad, you take them both.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Chels.
So now we've hit the point of the show called
First Impressions. So, first impressions is when you are a good teacher and you do not even think about certain things that would lead you down horrible escapades.
We have plenty of friends who are teachers that are not doing these things.
Man.
Yes. But there is one that we know.
Side note, one of the last times I went to the doctor, like, I finally had a really young doctor and I thought it would be weird, but it wasn't. Because I'm just like, I'd totally kick it with this chick. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, we're just, okay.
I like it.
Right? She was like mid-20s. I'm like, that's cool.
You're like, good job being a doctor.
Right? Like, man, what are your student loans looking like? Okay, let me tell you about a payment.
So tell me about first impressions.
So first impressions are the messages that Chelsea gets or we get. So they're just the initial messages that we get.
Do you like your coffee bitter?
First time on AOL when I didn't realize it was my friend and he sent me a message and he's like, I like my lemon. Like, I like my coffee. I was like, imported. He's like, Stacy, it's Chris. I'm like, oh, hey, Chris. But first impressions, those are the initial messages that we get when people are trying to, you know, get, they saw our profile and they're just trying to, you know, get our attention. So these are some of the interesting ones that we have received throughout the week.
Okay, so these are...
Hey, baby, are you a Prius? Because I can't even tell if you're turned on right now.
Just read a book.
Okay, so this guy's name is
Kurt.
Kurt. And Kurt said, "Have you heard what scientists are saying?" And I said, "What?" And he said that there's only going to be 7 planets after I destroy Uranus.
Oh my God, Stacey, plug your ears. That's out.
That's forward.
The men we deal with these days. #reasons why I'm single.
We broke Stacey. Stacey is broken.
I think she may have peed her pants. Oh, hold on.
Oh no, Stacey's crying.
That's the worst thing ever.
Tears, people. Tears.
Oh my God. I didn't think that was going to
happen. I think those are sad tears. I think she feels so bad for this person.
That's amazing. The proper comeback there would have been, hey, are you from Kentucky? Because I'm hoping for a lot of KY. That would have been that. That would have been that, yeah.
Stacey has no hope for the future with these tears.
We broke Stacey.
Okay, I'm going to keep rolling through. All right, let's go with...
I wasn't ready.
Let's go with... I need a K name. What can I...
Kent.
Kent. Okay.
Stacey is so upset. That was so bad.
Oh, I think it started off as laughter, and now it's back to like sad.
That's what I said. She has no hope.
And I think it's going to come back around.
Maybe.
I don't think it's going to come back with this one. Kent said, I'm pretty good looking out, Stace. I'm pretty good looking, and you're not too bad. We should see what's up. And then I said, I'll pass.
Good answer.
And then he said, your loss. FYI, my friends call me Horsecock Kent. And they don't say it as a joke, just so you know.
Why do your friends know about your schvants, Ken?
I thought you said, hey, what's licking? What did you say is first, the first
I
one?
I thought it was good looking, too.
Good licking. I thought you said good licking. And I was
pretty,
like,
I'm pretty good looking. Sorry.
Oh, I thought I said looking, pretty good looking. I was like, oh.
Pretty good looking.
Oh, God.
Stacey's back.
So bad.
I feel like these are so sad tears.
She's so upset.
Oh, it's so,
I'm going to have to post that on our page just so everyone can feel how sad Stacey is about
it. I had no idea it was going to like escalate that.
Oh my god, I can't even. I can't even. I need another name. Kendall. No, we said Kendall.
Kip.
Kip. Oh, yes. All right. We'll do Kip again.
Really? We just announced Kip.
Yeah. I think we
just
did. Yeah, but right.
Yeah.
We did not do Kip.
Never.
Nobody does anybody named Kip. Nope. Let's be right.
So this one is not me. This is someone else, but they sent it to me. So because they know we do this.
Right.
So Kip said to this person, "As a future doctor, I'm usually pretty busy, but I'm pretty sure I could have you pregnant by this afternoon."
Oh, Lord.
What? And then she responded with, "As a future mechanical engineer, I can think of about 7 ways to use household items to castrate you by this afternoon."
Again, they're very forward, rude, disrespectful, and just plain out dumb.
And they make it about their genitalia.
I would have gone with, "Yeah, I'm no mechanic, but I'm pretty sure I could wrench your nuts off." That would have been that would have been the answer.
Oh.
That would have been yours.
Like, is that on what planet? Like, because we always, I mean, back in the day, like, you know, "Hey, how do you like your eggs, scrambled or fertilized?"
But isn't that, but that's not as like that.
Yeah,
like,
not.
I can have you pregnant by this afternoon. Rape.
Okay.
Thank
like,
you.
Who says okay?
Right.
Like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Come over. Come my door's unlocked. I'll be waiting.
Who just wants a random baby?
I leave a sedative
like
by
that.
The door. Like,
I just took a sedative. You should be fine.
Oh dear.
So this one,
Dave has missed me.
Okay, we're gonna do one more. This one's just it. There was no response on my part. This is from Chris with a K. How's that? All good?
I think we just all rip it. It's
Chris
okay.
Dofferson.
K-1.
Okay. you can do Ken.
Okay, Ken.
No, we went with all
no,
the complicated
I don't like
names.
K-1.
I know a Kowan.
I dated in high school at K-1.
K-1 sent me one that said...
So isn't that the band that sang Stomp? Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
No, it was K-Wise.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's talk it out.
K-1 said, "They say beauty comes from within." And then like 2 days later, because I've been really backed up on my checking my posts, he said, "You must have a few leaks." Beauty comes from within. You must have a few leaks. I thought that was funny at the very least.
You are an esthetician.
It is me. It is
and
me.
You do have great pores.
Well, thanks. But no, like was he... they say because he was annoyed that I didn't respond. But he just said,
beauty comes from within. So if it's coming like out, but then if you're, I feel like leaking's a good thing.
I'm not going to lie. I was waiting for the inevitable coming within impregnation joke.
Oh, well, like, yeah, I mean, that was kind of the theme.
Someone had, for Christmas presents, someone had glitter bombs and like one exploded. I said, "Oh, no, you guys know what my insides look like."
I want glitter bombs.
Have you ever seen when they get really mad?
Glitter
you
as a service.
No, yep. Literally.
I'm still on glitter bombs.
No.
No, you can
you
have them mailed
this?
To people.
They make it, so, and they ship it
the fart ones, like the ones that would...
Yeah.
No. This is so much worse, because literally you poof, and it poofs everywhere. And more often than not, they're opening it above their computer.
So, one of our buddies...
I got
were you guys here
that.
When we had like a box of vibrators in the studio?
No.
Oh.
And even if I was, I would not
so
stay.
Our buddy Tom runs Priveco. He's one of the guys that does the Motor City Mower Gang
nice,
thing.
Yeah.
But his real business is he runs Priveco, which is like, you know, shopping in private. And he owns like vibrators.com and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
That I'll redirect to his site.
Which is clearly not private.
Proud to be
thank
there.
You. It's
but,
for your
no,
private.
He was on our show talking about it, which is hilarious because he also does Bullet Safe, which is like cheaper bulletproof vests and that kind of stuff. So he literally brought us a bulletproof vest and a box of vibrators.
I'm concerned that they're cheaper bulletproof vests.
No, but
like,
they're
why
like,
are they cheaper?
Because streamlined the manufacturing process and they actually work really, really well. Yeah. No, they're not like cheaper quality.
Or like, you know, you go to the outlet mall to get it and it's because it says...
I'm at Gibraltar and it's... it's plates are missing. B-U-L-L-L-E-T proof.
Yes. Yeah. It's ballot proof.
It's, like. It's ballet proof. it's ballet proof. Ballet. They're ballet proof.
Like, they scab jeans.
Ballet workout.
It's just like the legs, one shorter than the other. Like they get sent to the outlet because they're the mismakes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So where, why was I going? I swear I was going somewhere.
Something
with
leaking.
That whole story.
I don't know.
There was the leaking.
They brought you a box of dildos.
And the box of vibrators in the studio.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
the ring girls from the undercard show took them off.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
It'll still block things out.
Yeah, you can just remember for next week.
Wrong kind of headsets.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, how we doing? We're pretty darn.
It's about time to.
Crispy, right? Chicken's done?
Crispy. Do you know that song?
That needs something else to a guy. Sorry.
We'll talk about it after the show.
There's a lot of things we got to talk about after the show.
Right. I'm going to learn a whole lot.
Shannon, thank you so much.
Is it cold in here or are the turkeys done?
Shannon, are you in town next week?
Yeah.
Shannon's coming back.
Fan favorite Shannon.
Yes.
Aww.
Thanks, Dave. Are you going to be here next week?
I think we can all agree that everybody's happy when Dave and Shannon are coming.
Yeah.
To town.
Just like Santa.
There was no Christmas songs on this episode. I was kind of disappointed.
Santa Claus coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
So we had Christmas in Hollis leading off the episode.
It's true. That is true.
We had Christmas rapping by the waitresses.
Oh.
And then I've got Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh my goodness. I got broken up the day after New Year. So then the following year, Last Christmas, I'm like, yeah, Last Christmas. It was so bitter.
I did give you my heart.
Apparently, last Sunday was like the international big breakup day. Because
they don't want to buy Christmas presents.
I didn't know it was a day, but
yes.
Yeah, like last Sunday was that day.
Stupid.
It's like because that was
cheap ass.
Because that's the 11th. Yeah. Like it's 2 weeks before.
Yep, my brother just got broken up. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, yep.
He was pissed.
Well, yeah.
This is the second girlfriend that did this to him.
Oh, blasphemy.
The last one he was gonna propose to, and he gave her earrings, and he pulled out the box, and they were just earrings because he wasn't ready yet. So for Christmas, and she goes, "That better not be what I think it is," in front of all of us.
See, Chelsea, like, you handled your situation so much better.
I handled mine way
so much better.
If you ever want to laugh your ass off, go to YouTube and go for like wedding proposals gone wrong.
Oh my God, you will lose hours of your life. Seriously, I feel like that just made my day.
Oh, you will lose
and
hours.
I will be doing that this evening.
I think it's like an LA Lakers game, and they have her out at center court, like blindfolded, and like Kobe and Shaq and all the guys around.
And
the guy gets down on one knee.
And
he's got the ring, and they take the blindfold off, and the cheerleaders are all there.
And she
not only says no, she slaps the crap out of him, says no, and storms off. And now you've got like Kobe, Shaq, and all those guys going, damn.
That bitch cold. I have to say.
No, at that point, then you say yes, and then you walk away and be like, I cannot believe you did this to me. I am absolutely not marrying you.
Who does it? Like, how do you not? Like,
no,
you don't ask that question unless you already know the answer.
Thank you.
That's real. Anyway, we can talk about that later because Shannon's going to be next week.
Yay! Shannon!
Anyway, I'm Stacey.
I'm Chelsea. Committed.
It's because we talk about it and I messed up. I am Chelsea. I am Stacey.
Merry
Christmas.
It's Freaky Friday.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas Kwanzaa.
Prospero año y felicidad. I didn't hear what you said, David.
It's Merry Christmas Kwanzaa.
There it is. I can never say it.
I want to give a shout out to the person who's driving up and down Grossbeck and hitting the commercial signs that say for lease and writing Navidad underneath all of them.
Oh my gosh.
You, whoever you are a genius.
Do you remember the big blow up globes that everybody had? My friend posted on Facebook one time and was like, who's with me? I'm getting ninja stars and taking these bitches out. Because they were everywhere.
everywhere. It was on the news the other day. Somebody stabbed one of the Santa ones.
One of the Frosties.
Or the snowman. Yeah. But they had a camera. So this kid just walks up and like stabs the crap out of it. And then you just see Frosty like shaking.
There used to be a really big Rudolph by this house that I passed on my way to work. Like it's huge. Like it's a two-story house and it's about two-thirds the height of the Dang. House. And this week it was gone. Mm. So I hope
someone took Rudolph out.
What was
deer hunting season started?
Dude, your neighbors, you know, your neighbors hate you at that moment.
Right.
No, for sure.
Elf
for
on
sure.
the shelf done. Dub.
Well, like there's a, Christmas is over. After
the neighbors, the neighbors behind in the sub behind us. There's one person in that sub that like goes nuts. Like it's the
pistachios.
Coordinated.
Is it the Christmas vacation?
Oh, it's Kessner House.
Those lights aren't twinkling, Clark. And
I'm sorry, Kessner House.
Their next door neighbor literally just took like a piece of wood, plywood, and did Christmas lights that said "Ditto" with an arrow.
Yeah.
Pointing at that house. And I was like, that's amazing.
My favorite is the people who like have the person with the crazy lights and then they don't want to do it. So they put one string of lights and then it goes down to a picture of the Grinch and a big bag. And you're like, you've completely decorated your house because the Grinch just stole all your decorations.
Yep, you win.
Fabulous. Anyway.
That's amazing.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.